Dham, which is the breath, and which is this single moment, this quantum, in a way. He plays with all of this, and suddenly we forget about those Christians, the vizier, forget about them. We are like this, we are like that. And you know what? Look at you. What do you have inside? Zilch. What you have gathered, a lot. So logically think about it. So there is a thief in you. It's a little mouse. Because to be robbed, you don't need a very good opponent with a gun and thing like that. A mouse is enough. Every single day, whatever you gather, this mouse will take away. So he said, please, fellow, get rid of the mouse, then try to collect what you have. This vizier in here will steal everything. You have heard a lot of beautiful ideas that you liked, you were attracted to, and you believed that you attached it to your beliefs. Where is it? That little mouse will eat it all, leaf by leaf. And you believe in your belief, there is no leaves left. Because the mice will eat it all. Then he plays with the word exactly like that. He will go to Arabic and say, oh, listen, even in that Arabic, obvious, I mean that beautiful letter they had said, when you are praying, your prayer is not complete without your presence. What does that mean to you? Your prayer is not complete without your presence. Literally, I translated the words, really is that. Imagine that you are praying, right? To pray in a temple, you have to be present there, right? You say, no, there are times that you pray and you're not present. That presence is important. Your prayer is not complete without the presence. لا صلاة تم إلا بالحضور. Arabic. It's not for Iranians. It's for Iranians to wait. This is something he said in Arabic. And Arabic for us is the holy book. That's the language we really accepted, first of all, to read Quran, right? Therefore, it has something in us. And we don't like it in a way. Therefore, we stop. See, what was that? Where was it? Was it a Quranic verse or somebody is talking Arabic? The question comes after that pause. If there is no mice in your depot, why is it empty? Where are you going to have something to show for? So he plays with the words, he brings Arabic, he uses the musicality. Sometimes he needs to go berserk. He will use the language to do that. And sometimes he wants to point out something. He will use the words in a way that even musicality will give you the same sense.
What's the page?
Page 35. The 380 is the line. Then the question is, if there is no leaf mouse in our barn, where is the corn of 40 years works? And amazingly, the first verse is, you take care of the mice. The second one says, if there is no mice, why we are empty? It doesn't say you are empty. Why we are empty? Because he's so clear vision. We're giving that If you say you are empty, then you think, not necessarily. But if you say, we are empty, you don't defend yourself. So he plays all the words, all the things to let you understand that, listen, this following, this wit happens to all of us. Because little by little, all the honesty of every single day will not accumulate in you to become an honest man. More you know, with here you are, and you could walk away from honesty because you learn to pretend differently. This is, there are a lot of these little sparks that will make the people go in flame. But if there is a thief and wants to stop this, he doesn't need a lot of instrument and thing like that. Every spark will be eliminated just like that. That's how it works. Little by little you use it, you lose it. Because little by little you learn. That's what the brain is. In our heart, if you open your heart just once, everything is complete. But you don't know where the heart is. You don't know what the heart is for. Because you're busy with the brain, with the logic. But believe me, you, if there will be thousands of these traps prepared for us, when he's with me, I'm not worried about these traps. When he's with me, I'm not worried about anything. Do not forget, I'm bringing the other part of jihad here, which is tabakkur. I believe in that. Look at it. It has nothing to do, apparently, if you look superficially, it has nothing to do with the story. Suddenly the story stopped. Rumi started to philosophize because the people believed in this wazir. He talked about, we are like these birds, greedy ones, and we fall in the trap. Then he turned around and said, look at you. There is a little mouse over there. You see, we're empty and things like that. Because there is this thief inside which is doing this, getting rid of the sparks. Then suddenly he said, this is 387. Though there be thousands of snares at our feet, when you are with us, there is not any trouble. Means don't look at it as an impasse, as something that, okay, it's like this. No, it could change. Because when I said, look at you, all of us, we are empty. Suddenly you may believe that, okay, emptiness is a reality and we're doomed. No, it's not like that. If you have that, don't give up the hope. Why? Another explanation. The rest, this was half of the paragraph, right? Look at the rest of it. Rest of it suddenly, as if we are not in the story. Rumi goes back and says, first of all, when he's with me, so be it. All these traps will be my challenge. Every single night I use my wit and my intelligence and everything. And my soul will be free from what? From this entrapment in this body, from thinking about being the judge or being judged upon, or thinking about being in the prison or not. It will fly away, goes in a beautiful place. I believe in that place. In that place. I love it, you know why? Because my brain is not there. Look at that. Because every single night, you don't have, there is no sorrow, no thought of gain or loss. No fancy of this person or that person. That's why it is beautiful. And I experience it every single night. So what? Outside, I know. I learn little by little. There is a thief in me which will eliminate them. But I'm not only this. Look at the other part of me. Because not only me, there is this RF we know. We are studying Irfan, and Rumi will say there is RF. Very scarcely he will use that title. That RF means that knowledgeable person. His feeling is quite different. How? Even in the state of being awakened, he is in the state of that dream. And it's possible. افتاز احوال دنیا و روز و شب چون قلم در پنجه تقلید رب. These people are sleeping from all these activities. They are like a pen in the hand of a writer. And the writer is him. So, there are some people who give up all the wit of being awakened and clever and doing this and that, and they will become the instrument for him to change us all. I believe in that. And he will explain that, and for the first time he will bring in one special word which I don't know in another language doesn't do. It's precisely Persian. Sahra-i bi-chun. Sahra means desert. For you it's desert. For us, Sahra means vastness. And Sahra is not desert necessarily. It could have plants and greenery and everything. That's Sahra. It means vastness of the horizon. Then there is this bi-chun. Bi-chun means without chun. And without chun is something that even Persians, they don't know what it is. Chun is the word because. If you say chera, chera means why, chun means because. So there is always chun vachera. Means you question why, and you will get the answer because, right? Imagine a vastness of no because. That's the meaning. For us, it's more than that meaning. It's a feeling. Because the word by itself is a little bit crazy. I told you, we like it to do this with the language. So, bi-chun, first of all, sounds good. Because it's impossible. Because it doesn't exist. Are you paying attention? Twice I use the word because. When you talk about that without cause, without because, vastness, you have the difficulty because in any explanation you use the word because, which is negated to begin with. See, it's that poetical. So we love it. We love it in a way that in a lot of different books you will find it. Rumi will use it a lot. As if it is a real label, like he talks about that mountain. You say Mountain Sinai, right? You're talking about one mountain. But he says, Sahra-i bi-chun. As if there is a vastness really over there. And we feel it. You say, these people, they're safe, they're happy, because their life and their soul moved out to that vastness from this prison. Because this is prison. Is it or not? Don't you feel the prison? The container is the prison. If that breath in me could escape this prison and go in a vastness with no because, Arif is that guy. It means the guy that we expect you to become is that. To free yourself from this self-made, self-belief prison and move to that vastness. Then he talks about that vastness.
No, 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 no.